Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to take a look at the astrological energies from February 24th until March 3rd. We close out February already, move into March, and we're going to see an interesting shift in energies as we move into March. There's going to be a softening of the energies, a calming down, a release, a sense of exhale, and perhaps even an opportunity to take a break, to get some rest, to integrate and relax into everything you've been doing and working on, especially in the last few months. So we're going to talk more about these themes that are happening over the next week. And as always, thank you so much for joining me. If you are new to this podcast, welcome. And if you listen regularly, thank you and welcome back. Those of you who are new, I teach and talk about Western astrology through the lens of energy, spiritual growth, and intuition. We look at the cosmic weather in the solar system and how we may be feeling it or experiencing it energetically in our own individual lives. And I hope that in this podcast episode, there is something that supports you, that resonates with you, and that helps you with whatever you're moving through at this time on your own journey. Astrology has been a passion of mine for over 30 years now, and it's so exciting to see more people gravitating towards it, interested in it, wanting to understand it, and learn about it, because astrology is an ongoing exploration. There's always more to understand, always more to dig into or to see in a different way or to perceive in a new way. So it's quite fascinating how we can have this ongoing adventure in the world of astrology and keep learning and keep growing from it. Now, over the next week, as we close out February and move into March, we have a very lovely shift of energies here, where the energies become calmer, they soften, they relax. There's a sense of ease that's coming in that I hope you're feeling or sensing in your own world, in your own self. And this is with the shift into Pisces energies, as well as the understanding of what is complete for you, what is done for you that no longer resonates, that no longer connects, that's no longer of interest. And as we have these awarenesses coming in, as we understand, okay, this is not something that I'm interested in anymore, or I've completed a lesson, or something has been released from my journey, I've learned some things here, I've integrated it, and now I am simply basking in the joy of the journey or the joy of the healing. This energy is asking us to be very mindful of where we are, really recognizing how far you've come, especially in the last cycle of energy that started last March. And so this can be an opportunity to check in with yourself. How much has changed for you? How much has come up to your awareness that you've worked through? What has shifted for you permanently? What have you come to see in yourself? What have you transformed? What have you healed? All of this can come up right now because that Pisces energy supports us in reflection and review. It also supports us in release, as in release and unraveling something that is no longer yours, that's no longer a part of your energy system, or that's no longer needed for where you're going next. Pisces is a sign of duality, and it is the sign of both the human energy and the spiritual energy. The symbol of Pisces is two fish, one swimming north, one swimming south, and they are showing us the continual energy cycle that we experience as we journey from our physical lives up to our spiritual essence and then come back down into our physical world and into our body, but then always have access to the higher realms, the mystical energies, the intuition. All the energy of the cosmos is where we have greater access during Pisces season. And so this sign of duality connects us to the fuller energy cycles of the universe if we're aware of how energy is flowing and moving within us. So it's important to understand this is part of what we are supported in connecting with right now, rising out of our humanness and into the vastness of the galaxy, of the cosmic weather streams, of more than meets the eye. Now, Pisces comes after Aquarius. Aquarius is a masculine energy and an air sign. Pisces is a feminine energy and a water sign. And it's interesting to me how in the zodiac, every air sign, after we've been in that air energy, is followed by the water sign. And you can connect this in simple terms where the air signs really focus on the mind, ideas, what we're communicating, what we're saying, what we're sharing. It has that strong energy of what is my mental process? What am I focused on? How am I making the most and the best of my capacity to think and speak and communicate? All of this is very strong in Aquarius. But then the energy shifts into the water feminine energies of Pisces, which is a softening, and it's a return into what you feel. It's a return into your heart. It's a return into your intuition. So the energy shifts from being focused on the mind to being focused on the emotional messages that perhaps we didn't tap into before, or that we overrode, we overlooked it, we didn't put much importance on what was happening within our emotional body, within our feelings, within the energies at large. Pisces returns us to, how do you feel about this? What's coming up for you? What's really happening for you in a bigger sense? Now, this shift from the focus on the mental energies into the emotional energies is actually something that we're navigating between, because there's still a strong focus on Aquarius energies, with Mercury, Jupiter, and Saturn still in Aquarius, helping us to stay focused on a direction, a vision, a plan, something that is important to you, that's calling to you. It inspires you. It's motivating. This is an energy of moving forward. This is the Aquarius energy of, where am I going next in my life? What do I want to do next? What is truly resonating with me and who I am as an individual? This energy will continue to be strong into March, and in fact, it will continue throughout the rest of this year, with both Jupiter and Saturn remaining in Aquarius for a good part of this year. Jupiter does go into Pisces for a few months, but then returns to Aquarius. So what we're really bringing alive here is a higher integration between the mind and what you really feel and sense is true for you energetically. So when we think about Aquarius being connected to the third eye chakra, of what you're able to see beyond the physical, see in other timelines, in other dimensions, it's an opening into more potentials and more energies. That Pisces energy also helps with the rising up of the energy, but the Pisces energy asks us to understand the fuller spectrum of potentials that we can't see, but we feel and we sense. And this can be clearer for you as you further refine and release what you no longer need. And this is part of the Pisces gift as well, is that as we continue this cycle between the physical realm and the spiritual realm, there are things that may shift in importance to you that at first you thought, oh, well, this is really, really important. I can't imagine ever being without this, or not having this in my life, or there's something that maybe you've been really focused on. And as you've grown and shifted, you no longer have an attachment to that same thing or experience or person or something in your life. You no longer have that same attachment. And this is a very important thing to be aware of, because the Pisces energy teaches us, or offers us, the opportunity to detach at an individual level, to detach at an ego level. And another way to understand Pisces is that the energy of the spiritual will, and spirit can be whatever you may call it, God, source, spirit, the universe, angels, whatever resonates with you. That energy is very strong in Pisces, which means it's often stronger than our human will. And so the human will, your human desires, what you want, what you identify with, are being asked to open up. They're being asked to open up to what you can't see yet. And I've been getting this interesting visual here where we've had this strong focus on Aquarius energy. And because Aquarius is a air sign that is fixed, a fixed air sign, it is often very focused on what it wants and where it's going. This is a strength. This is a wonderful ability to hold the vision. So the energy is hold a vision, even as that vision continues to come together, even as new parts arrive or new questions come up. There's a vision to hold that's strongly supported right now by the universe. However, that Mercury in Aquarius can be locked into something. And I've been getting the visual of a mental lock, almost like there's an understanding of an idea, a project, again, a vision, something that you want, something that you're creating and moving towards or building, a dream, something that's calling to you. But the mind can be overwhelmed by the particulars and the details. And so the mind can be locked in to something. And this can even show up as either or, such as it has to be A or it has to be B, or either this is going to happen or that's going to happen. The mind looks for certainty. The mind also has a tendency to base answers or information on past experiences. And so the mind can unconsciously be creating these choices that could be limiting choices that are preventing you from the new ways of working with energy or the new ways of seeing something. I got this image of a mental lock where it can be that the perception is there's only one or two options here, almost like, okay, I'm going to choose door one or door two, and door three doesn't make sense, and door four doesn't exist, and blah, blah, blah. So the mind is trying to piece together something. But now that we have support in Pisces, Pisces is saying, stay open. Stay open to more options coming in. Stay open to not knowing. Stay open to the fact that you might not have enough information or all the information. In fact, that's true for so many things in our lives where there's new information that comes in, new possibilities, new changes. And what I'm feeling here is that we need to alleviate any pressure on the mind. If you've been overly focused on something to the point of exhaustion, if you've been trying to make something happen or make it work and it's wearing you out, or you're getting frustrated, you're getting disappointed, you're not sure what to choose, the visual I'm getting is a bit like a container where you take off the lid, or a house with no roof, or some type of box where you leave the top of the box open. You look at where your mind is open, or is it closed down? And energetically, you want to open it up, because the Pisces energy that's coming in can support us in the development of solutions, in new possibilities, in what we can't see. But if the mind is closed, locked, shut down, and thinks it has to only figure out something within its own domain, it's going to miss those opportunities or miss those possibilities. So the shift from the focus on the mental capabilities into the places that you trust in yourself, of what you've come to really understand about all of your energy systems, what you feel, what you need, what's coming up for you that inspires you and that feels good, those are messages to trust as well. Now, Venus moves into Pisces on February 25th. And this further emphasizes this Pisces energy. And in fact, it's a relaxation energy. Venus loves being in Pisces. She is compassionate and kind. She gets to relax and have some good downtime. She enjoys herself. She enjoys life. So there's an energy here now that will have three planets in Pisces, the Sun, Venus, and Neptune, that are asking us to step back from our own humanness. Detach from your ego. Where are you grasping onto something and you're holding on really tightly? The Pisces energy says, just release your grip a little bit. Just open up and allow yourself to take a break, relax, step back. Don't feel like you have to control it all, but keep trusting yourself. Keep trusting what you're feeling, the intuitive messages that are coming in, and what you know is true for you right now. Because the Pisces energy is that duality between the human and the spiritual, the human energy can feel defeated in Pisces. And this is where you can feel a heaviness, disappointment, blame, victim energy. You can feel self-pity. You can feel this confusion of, I don't know what to do. Like, what was so clear, what you were so clear about, can shift into this fuzziness. But the Pisces energy is reminding us to stay open to the joys of the unknown And to know that we don't have to figure it all out, that when we allow these openings in our energy, in our minds, in ourselves, that's when God, Source, Spirit, the universe can bring in even more, can bring in the miracles, can bring in the new possibilities, can bring in the support that you've been looking for. But it's only when there's those energetic openings that that level of energy can come in. So it's important to note that the human will, the human desires, the humanness in all of us could feel very tired right now, could feel that surrender, could feel that sense of I don't know, and that is beautiful in terms of raising your own consciousness, raising your own self-understanding, stepping back and allowing something to be clearer to you because you've stepped back. So an egoic detachment is supported right now, where we're very clear in what we are maybe grasping onto because it's what we really want, but maybe it's shutting down something that could come in otherwise. The Pisces energy is about how we are supported, we are guided, we are not alone in having to figure it out, because what this energy is saying is that there are limitations in what you can figure out mentally. There's only so far you can go. There's only so much you can see or piece together. There's only so many details that are known at this time. So where are you staying open to the fact that something could surprise you, something could come in and be a really amazing development that you could not have planned? So that's part of this energy, is part of the opening. And Venus in Pisces supports our ability to receive support, receive energetic assistance, and also to tap into our own intuition and our own feelings, even when they may surprise us or we overlooked them. That Venus in Pisces is going to open up more of what you're really feeling and what you can trust in yourself as you move forward into whatever is happening in your world. Now we're moving towards the Virgo full moon, which is happening on February 27th, might even be the 26th, depending on where you are on the planet. And the Virgo full moon does emphasize this Venus energy as well, as Venus is conjunct the sun and they're both opposing the moon in Virgo. I have a separate video for you on YouTube about these energies, about how the Pisces energy wants us to relax, take a break, let go, where that moon in Virgo is very focused on our responsibilities, what we need to take care of and tend to. So there is a balance here of coming back into what you need to energetically balance in your life and where you're ready to integrate. These energies are calmer, they are subtle and receptive, and they're asking us to be very kind and gentle with ourselves. Perhaps to not force anything, to not feel like we have to make something happen, because it's when we step back and we allow that something even more amazing can happen. So this energy feels like we're getting a break. There could be something that you're noticing in yourself for the first time. There could be something you're tuning into or tapping into that you really need to do to take care of yourself, to be gentle with yourself. Again, to remove the ego's expectations of self, to look at where you've been hard on yourself, where you've been expecting a lot from yourself. This is the energy of take a break, let yourself off the hook, be very gentle with where you're at and how far you've come, and allow yourself to just be as much as possible. It feels like there is an opportunity to tap into more equilibrium right now, that it's really looking at, well, what do I need to be taking care of my energy streams, of my emotional body, my physical self, my spiritual being? Where am I needing to tap into more of the vastness of who I am? And I'm getting that image too of sometimes when we do nothing is when everything is happening. Similar to when we go to sleep every night and how that's required for us. Our human bodies need to sleep, need the rest, need the downtime. And when we do that, we allow the body's capabilities and systems to also rest and work, for the digestive system to work, for the brain to relax, for other parts of the brain to be active as we go into sleep. So there's an energy here of sometimes the less you do is the way to really advance, the way to get ahead, the way to experience progress is in the beingness of it all. And I know that that word is used a lot in various spiritual teachings and modalities, but there's a lot of wisdom in that because we live in a culture or we live in various parts of the world that require us to do, work, work, work. And the Pisces energy is the opposite of that. So when we honor these cycles, when we're in tune with them and we work with them, we step into a flow. We step into an ability to really be tuned in to universal energies, to that cosmic weather stream as it comes through, and more things can be easier. We're working with the energy, not against it. It's like you're stepping into the river stream and it's carrying you in a way that is supportive, healing, and creates grace. A sense of grace in the process and where you're at now. Now, part of this Pisces energy that we're experiencing is asking us to look at what we're ready to let go of, what's complete, what we're releasing, what is also unraveling and coming apart. I'm seeing it as an unraveling from the physical body's energy systems, almost like what is being unraveled from all seven chakras. They're showing me this unraveling as being the opposite motion of the earth. Like however the earth rotates, the unraveling happens in reverse. And this allows the falling away to be easier, to happen with more grace. And it feels like we're able to unwind something from our energy. So the other way I'm seeing this is there's the unraveling, the unwinding, but it's based on your own growth trajectory. And so it's different for every single person, and it's different based on what each individual is willing to let go of or to unwind and unravel. And I'm feeling like what is happening for many people is that you're allowing it looks like these lower consciousness energies to just be released, almost like when there is a dissolving of raindrops, a dissolving of energy, when something just melts and thaws and it just is softer and it is removed and it's just moving out of the energy stream or the energy systems. So again, it looks like an unraveling or unwinding of what you've moved through. And I'm seeing it around, it's like a spiral around all seven chakras, and it's moving in the counter rotation of the earth. And it's part of the rising energy of the authentic self and the rising energy of personal consciousness, your consciousness in this lifetime, your growth, your understanding of self, of so much more of you. So it's interesting because now, I don't know if this makes sense. Now I'm seeing it as the unraveling is happening in one direction as the incoming streams of light, neutrinos, energies are happening in the other direction. And it appears like a helix, like the DNA helix of the reprogramming, the recalibrating, the reintegration, but it's an integration of these new energies coming in. And again, they can only come in because of what's leaving. And so I feel like this Pisces season has beautiful opportunities of integrating more of where you're going next, of what you want next. And it's working with us, especially at that crown chakra, which is Pisces, and the third eye chakra, which is Aquarius. And so it's these deeper energies coming in, and it looks like the energy has to go down to be grounded, meaning it has to be moving through the full energy stream of the body and going down into I'm seeing the earth. You know how you do, maybe you've heard of these meditations where you bring in energy from the crown chakra and then have it move down through every chakra. This could be a meditation around cleansing, integration, strength, receiving, etc. Then the energy goes down into the earth because you run it down into your feet, and then it's allowed to be inserted into the earth. This is also why we can be so tired during Pisces season, because as there are energies unraveling and unwinding, there are other incoming streams that are supporting us in the ongoing spiral of energy that is our galaxy. And that is a known fact that all the energies of our galaxy are spiraling, and they spiral towards the Milky Way. The energies spiral at different speeds, different cycles, different intervals. And so the energies spiral in, and they're working with us, again, as we sleep, as we meditate. And this is why the physical body can also feel very tired or worn out. This is why you may need a break. This is why you may need more downtime during Pisces season. I'm also feeling a flushing of energy. This is where you can flush out any emotional residue or lower expressions of energy or lower consciousness energies that maybe you've noticed in yourself, that you've observed or felt in yourself really deeply, especially anything connected with victim consciousness, where you are out of touch with your own power, where you have felt powerless, or you haven't had certainty, or you haven't felt that you were unconditionally loved. This is where there can be confusion between our humanness and our spiritual selves. But this is also where we can call in support from the higher self to flush out or clear away any of those energies that are ultimately limiting us. And that are also, I'm getting them as like the lower consciousness of every chakra. So essentially, it's a good time for a chakra cleanse, to move energy through, to move energy out, and to know that that's part of the cycle of energies right now, because the cleansing is necessary, the clearing is necessary, and all of this can support what you've been calling in and wanting to create next. So how I'm seeing this work is that both the Sun and Venus in Pisces are going to be sextiling Uranus in Taurus over the next week. On February 25th, the Sun sextiles Uranus at 7 degrees. And then on March 3rd, Venus in Pisces sextiles Uranus in Taurus at 7 degrees. I'm feeling this energy as supportive for the unwinding, unraveling, but also the integration and the new understanding of what is valuable to you now, what you want, what you're working on, what you're really determined to create or manifest in your life. I feel like this is also a deeper reprogramming around our self-love, self-acceptance, self-value, where there's things that could shift for you as we move into March, that all of a sudden you know you're worthy. You have the ability to say, I want this because I deserve it, because I'm able to see the value in myself first, which then creates my ability to attract and bring in those things and those people of equal value. So there's a shift here that I feel is really loving, supportive, gentle, calm, around your own value system, your own self-love system, and your own self-worth system, where there's something that maybe you're tapping into that you're seeing in yourself in a new way. And it feels like the Pisces energy is asking you to look at your human self through the eyes of spirit, through the eyes of God, source, spirit, the universe. It's this energy of unconditional love that is being expanded so that you can see more of how valuable, loved, supported you are. It's a very beautiful energy. I mean, I'm feeling it as like this very soft, kind pink, like a very soft, nurturing pink that just allows you to feel into higher vibrating source energy. This is very receptive, by the way. This is very much like you could visualize it coming in and working with you. You could visualize this energy coming in and working with various parts of your body or various chakras, various fears that might be coming up. This is even going back to what I mentioned about that mental lock of if you're having confusion or if there's something that you've mentally been focused on that's become too heavy or burdensome or you don't know what to do. If you call in this very high vibrating stream of soft pink energy, it's going to encapsulate. I see it encapsulating the brain. I see it moving through the brain and softening the hard edges. It looks like expectations or requirements of yourself. Okay, so this is interesting. They're basically bringing me into how this can originate with patterns within oneself that are limiting, and they're actually connected with potentially a lower consciousness expression of self. And so this pink energy is coming in to soften where you're being too hard on yourself, where you're putting pressure on yourself, maybe where you've applied a timeline, or maybe you've applied assumptions or expectations, or just these things that we do, that we all do in various areas of our lives, simply because we are living our lives. And, you know, there's things that we're looking to do and create and experience. I feel like this is a very soft energy that is going to calm down or temper what are ultimately fears that we've attached to, and that those attachments are perhaps a safety response where the mind or mental processes are saying, okay, if I attach to this, if it's either option A or option B, or if this is what happens, then I'm going to have some certainty, then I'm going to know what to do, then I'm going to have a plan. And all of that can also be limiting. Granted, it is normal. It's a part of our lives. We all go through that. But this energy that I'm feeling that's supporting us in raising our consciousness is asking you to be gentle with yourself and say, can I loosen my grip on this? Can I be okay not knowing? Can I soften my expectations of myself? Can I release the pressure or the tension? A bit like finding that release valve that lets some energy out. And can I lean away from this? Like, it's kind of that energy of if I sit back and I just give myself a break and I soften around this, there's going to be something else that shows up or comes in. And I'm feeling this energy as an opportunity here to really work with and apply various spiritual teachings or principles that you've learned or that you're aware of. How are you practicing this in your own life? Meaning, how are you practicing that surrender? How are you practicing the ability to step back and to be gentle with yourself, even when things feel intense? And as you do so, what rises up is more of your intuition, more that maybe was, it's like bottled within or held back because there was no space for it to come up. Now what can rise up is more of how you truly feel and what the intuitive messages may be. The mind has shut down. So I hope this has made sense, because I know I just was describing various visuals and imagery, but I'm feeling like the main message is to give the mind a break a little bit, even if it means distracting yourself, you know, having something else that you focus on, like a puzzle or a creative outlet or something that is engaging and mentally stimulating for the mind, but relieves you of where there is a heavy pressure or tension. And this is something that we self-monitor and self-regulate, where only you know this for yourself. Only you know. You only know if you've been obsessed with something or overly focused on it or trying to control an outcome. And it's like, okay, whoa, wow, I've really been trying to force a solution in this direction. And maybe that's not it. Maybe there's something else that's going to show up that's even better. And that's what's very exciting about the openings here, is that then you're opening up to more support, more answers, more information, and more solutions. Almost like, okay, if you're focused on option A or option B, well, option C might be forming and you don't even have all the information about it yet, but it could be the best thing. And if you can step back from that pressure on yourself, then you're going to see something else even clearer, and it's probably going to be even easier. That's another gift of Pisces season, is that by the time Pisces season comes around, we don't want to work. We don't want to focus on details. It's like, I need a break. I need a beach. I need downtime. I need to nap. I need to go into some other realms. I need some escapism. Of course, there's healthy and unhealthy escapism. But it's looking at what is your energy system need right now that isn't applying pressure and that's giving you an opportunity to work with all of your gifts. So that could be another way to understand not only this next week, but going into March, what are all of the energies coming up for you? What's the bigger picture that you can work with and understand simply because you're taking a step back and you're seeing more than perhaps you noticed before? Now, Mars is moving into Gemini over this next week, and that officially starts on March 3rd. Mars enters Gemini for the first time in 2 years, and this is the energy of wanting to get a lot done. Gemini is about short-term projects, a lot of ideas, a lot of stimuli, being social, lots of conversation, lots of books, lots of travel, wanting movement, wanting to see what's going on. So when Mars enters Gemini, we become more active, become restless. We want to burst out and get moving. And this can definitely show up in the world at large over the next few weeks as Mars moves through Gemini and will make connections to Saturn in Aquarius, Jupiter in Aquarius, and the North Node in Gemini. This is going to bring about action. This hopefully, possibly, fingers crossed, will also open up more local communities, local resources. If you're still experiencing quarantine and lockdown, I know there's different phases that different places are at. It could be that there's more openings of restaurants, shops, gyms, local businesses, things that you need in your life, including maybe the bookstores and libraries and schools, and just a sense of the communities coming back alive. That could be a potential here with this Mars in Gemini. And as Mars connects with Saturn, this can be the new laws or regulations. This can be the new requirements that support getting back out into our local communities. This can be a sense of how to be responsible as the doors open back up or as people get moving again. So that's just one potential, of course, but that Mars in Gemini wants movement and is best equipped for short-term movement, local travel, things that aren't too long distance, but you know, you get in your car and you can drive a few hours and be in a different place. That's Mars in Gemini, where there's a sense of, I want to move, I want to have an adventure, and I don't want to spend a long time getting there. So this Mars in Gemini is going to speed up life. It's going to speed up what we've been doing. And when you look at what happened a year ago on the planet last March, when most schools shut down and we all were in lockdown, this is where that Mars in Gemini could open it back up. And also where maybe we're even feeling a sense of restlessness and I'm ready to do something new and do something that energizes me. Now that Mars in Gemini needs to be very careful of the actions he takes, and he also needs to be very aware of what his thoughts are, because this is where the body can respond quickly to what you're thinking. There can be an impulsiveness. It can be, oh, I didn't really think this through all the way. So keep in mind that you want to stay aware of your physical self. Wherever Mars is doing, Mars rules the body. Mars rules how we go after what we want. And you want to make sure that Mars in Gemini basically is not tripping over his own 2 feet simply because he wants to get somewhere pretty quickly. However, this is where you can put plans and projects into action and have a sense of things coming together, moving ahead, developments occurring as well. So that Mars in Gemini may be a welcomed change of energy for many people. Keep in mind that Gemini is another sign of duality. And so we talked about how Pisces is about duality. Well, so is Gemini. This is when you could feel like you have 2 priorities, 2 areas of your life that are requiring your energy and attention. This is where we can feel scattered. because there's a lot going on. What do I focus on? Gemini and Pisces are mutable signs, and they are about how can I adapt to something? How can I make this work? What do I shift? What do I change? Or do I let it all go? Or am I not interested in it? And so you're going to have perhaps an understanding of your priorities as this Mars in Gemini connects to Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius throughout March and into April. So things are going to get busier in some regards, and it's going to pick up. And I feel like there's going to be support for all of that Aquarius energy that we've been working with and tapping into. So I realize I've just said, okay, it's a time to calm down, step back, relax, give yourself a break, allow things to happen, don't force it, be mindful of where your mind goes and if you're applying a lot of pressure on yourself. And at the same time, it's going to feel like other parts of your life are busier, that are really taking off. So this is where we want to be moderating our own energy as needed, as it works for you, and to stay mindful of what matters for the long term, even if there's a bunch of things that are trying to grab at your time or want your attention. Now, I do have for you the March 2021 Soul Growth Astrology webinar available. It's for the whole month of March. This is the intermediate level astrology where you bring your chart and we look at what's happening for you in the month. And I have to tell you that the end of March has such beautiful healing energy. It is very lovely how the end of March is going to support tapping into who you are now, what you need now, what you've been healing, what you've been understanding about yourself, and how you're supported in your own courage, the courage to be yourself, what you've come to accept about yourself, and where you feel stronger in who you are. This is such a beautiful energy. It's with the Sun, Venus, and Chiron, all in Aries, all conjunct, being sextiled by Saturn in Aquarius. What this means is that there's a beautiful turning point. There's some things that you've accepted about who you are, what you need, what you want. And all of this energy, it feels very kind. And it feels like there's a sense of new self that's emerging. So this continues the theme of our authentic selves rising. And now we have an understanding of what may be possible next. So again, that's at the end of March, but the energy through March is actually much softer and calmer. There are fewer aspects happening between the transiting planets, which means that the energies are a little bit calmer. There's fewer conversations going on. There's a little bit more silence. It could feel like an energy lull at times. It could feel like, am I disconnected? Am I not, you know, seeing something? But this energy is about the downtime, the allowing, the acceptance, and the room to integrate where you're at right now. So I hope this has given you some good insights into the energies, what you may be feeling or experiencing in your own life, and hopefully it's been validating as well. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, I know I went a little bit longer in this podcast episode, but that happens at times. As always, you can find out more about me at mollymccord.online. And if you wanted to sign up for that March Soul Growth Astrology program, be sure and use coupon code Pisces, and you get it for $11. And it's 4 webinars, including a look at the Aries equinox energies. So check that out over at mollymccord.online. I'll put the link below this episode as well. And in the meantime, I wish you a beautiful Virgo full moon. I hope that you're feeling the grace and ease of these energies as they come in to support you. And I hope you're also tapping into even more of your own intuitive messages at this time. So thank you so much for joining me, friends. I'll see you back here every Monday and Wednesday for another podcast episode. And you can also find more videos, teachings, and astrology information over at my YouTube channel with various playlists covering multiple topics. I will see you back here soon and have a beautiful week ahead.